Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Reformation, Justified by Faith. Today we read in Romans chapter 3, verse 28, "For we maintain that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law." Silence falls across the courtroom as the verdict is being read. Guilty. The defendant is found guilty. From the start of the trial, the evidence and questioning foreshadowed the guilty verdict. Countless hours were spent in court showing the laundry list of wrongs that this defendant had committed. Judgment is finalized. The defendant will be punished for his crimes. Just as the defendant is being led out of the courtroom to be punished, the judge bangs the gavel and hands the defendant a piece of paper that reads, "Paid in full." How could this be? The judge knows full well that the defendant is guilty and has all the evidence stacked on the courtroom table. The judge looks past the stack of evidence and explains to the defendant that his punishment is paid in full and the defendant is free. The courtroom is now filled with surprise and amazement. This courtroom scene is a beautiful and touching picture of the meaning of justification. To be justified is to be forgiven and accepted into right standing, to be righteous in God's sight, to be declared not guilty. You and I are the guilty defendant in this scene. Countless hours are spent with our never-ending lists of sins. The fact is, we are sinful and deserve to be punished for our sins. We stand condemned before God, our judge. There is no amount of good works that can be done to fulfill the sentencing of the guilty verdict. The comfort is, just when we feel hopeless and in despair, God, the judge, bangs his gavel and declares us not guilty. God looks at the stack of evidence, and all he sees is what Jesus has done for us. The punishment of sin and death has been paid in full through Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection. There's nothing left to be done. Salvation is complete. We pray. By grace, God's Son, our only Savior, came down to earth to bear our sin. Was it because of your own merit that Jesus dies your soul to win? No, it was grace and grace alone that brought him from his heavenly throne. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.